This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Dozens of people are unable to return home after their apartment building caught fire this afternoon in Kearns. Joining us live from the scene now, KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera. Eric.
Jeff, it was around 12:30 that Taylorsville Unified Fire arrived at the Carrington Square Apartments here in Kearns. And according to Kelly Bird with the department, it took them around 30 minutes to extinguish the flames coming from a top-story apartment roof. They're currently investigating the cause, but they do think it could be construction-related as the entire building is undergoing exterior renovations. 24 units were asked to evacuate, one of those residents being Irene Frisley, who was working from home and shared her experience.
I looked outside and saw like a fire truck show up, so I thought maybe I should put on some pants. So I put on some pants. Right as I was putting on my sweatshirt, the police opened the door and said, "Get out, get out, get out."
Unfortunately, at least four units aren't able to return home for the night, but the Utah Red Cross is stepping up to help those families make sure they have a place to stay until they get the all clear to return home. Reporting live from Kearns, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Police have officially charged the man they say hit multiple women with his vehicle in a hit-and-run crashes in Salt Lake County. Police have arrested On Pham about 2 weeks ago in connection with one on North Temple that left a woman seriously injured. Pham is now facing six attempted murder charges. KSL News Time 502. Developing news on KSL, police have identified the woman killed in an American Fork home explosion last Wednesday. Officials say 78-year-old Kathy Harrison was in the home when it exploded and later died from her injuries. Fire crews are still looking into what caused that home to explode. Now on display in Salt Lake City for the first time ever, some of those historic artifacts just purchased by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe paid a visit to the church museum for a first look.
A room at the museum is now filled with what they're calling sacred artifacts, all part of a recent purchase from the Community of Christ, which included the Kirtland Temple. There are pages from Joseph Smith's translation of the Bible and letters written back and forth between Joseph and Emma Smith.
Sometimes history can be like a still life where you imagine these people as being nothing like you. And when you see and read the documents they left behind, you actually realize we have far more in common with the people of the past than maybe we think.
Historian with the Church History Department, Spencer McBride, says the most important thing is preserving these documents. The display will continue at the Church History Museum through October. McBride says it was quite a feat to get all these items on display so quickly. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
And mere weeks after closing on the purchase, the church has begun offering free public tours of the Kirtland Temple, a revered landmark to Latter-day Saints. It was the first temple, the only one built under the leadership of Joseph Smith. The first tour group went inside 10 o'clock this morning. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to take up an abortion pill case. Maria Chaleos is at the KSL National News Desk.
The justices will hear a case about the abortion pill mifepristone. The drug may face restrictions on being mailed to patients nationwide if the justices roll back access. It's the first abortion case the Supreme Court will decide after overturning Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. Veronica Faison is a nonprofit gender justice lawyer in Washington, D.C.
Amongst my friends, it is a lot of fear.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House is expressing confidence in the FDA's authority to regulate the abortion pill.
This administration will continue to stand by FDA's independent approval and regulation of mifepristone as safe and effective.
The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments tomorrow on whether states can ban the drug, which the FDA approved more than two decades ago. The UN Security Council has issued its first demand for a ceasefire in Gaza, with the U.S. angering Israel by abstaining from the vote. Israel responded by canceling this week's visit to Washington by a high-level delegation. National Security Advisor John Kirby says the administration is perplexed.
The Prime Minister's office seems to be indicating through public statements that we somehow changed here. We haven't.
It is the strongest public clash between the allies since the war began. This week's meeting was expected to focus on Israel's plans for a ground assault in Rafah, where more than a million civilians are taking refuge in war-torn Gaza. From the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
This played out on live cable television this afternoon. Homeland Security agents have raided Diddy Combs' homes in Florida and California.
Federal agents raiding Sean Diddy Combs' Los Angeles and Miami homes. The exact reason for the raid's unclear, but Combs has recently been associated with legal troubles that include lawsuits over alleged sexual assaults and sex trafficking. Homeland Security says further information will be forthcoming. Attorney Douglas Wigdor, who represents two plaintiffs who've made public accusations against Diddy, saying in a statement, quote, "Hopefully this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct." Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:05.